Hello and welcome to Tony Martinetti Nonprofit Radio for Friday, August 3rd, 2012. Big nonprofit ideas for the other 95%. I'm your aptly named host. I sincerely hope that you were with me last week. It would hurt me deeply if I discovered that you had missed Arts and Culture Building Bust. Joanna Waronkowitz is an associate at the University of Chicago's Cultural Policy Center and lead author of Set in Stone, Building America's New Generation of Cultural Facilities, 1994 to 2008. We talked about that study of over 700 building projects throughout the country and its lessons. Things don't always turn out the way boards think they will. This week, your HR audit. Karen Berdunas is a human resources consultant. There may be things hiding in your HR closet that you need to bring out and dust off to avoid problems later on. We'll talk about your benefits plan, immigration paperwork, and what to do if you get audited by federal or state regulators. And your social media audit. Scott Kegler continues our discussion from that 100th show a few weeks ago on sites that help you assess how you're doing in social media. Hootsuite, Market Me Suite, Radian 6, and some others. Scott is the editor of Nonprofit Technology News and our regular tech contributor. Between the guests on Tony's Take Two, if you're going to give, you got to take time off. That was my advice from earlier this summer, but it applies now later in summer. So I'm going to remind you, if you're taking care of others, you got to take care of yourself, too. There's still time. Use hashtag Nonprofit Radio to join this conversation on Twitter. Right now, we'll take a break, and when we return, it's your HR audit with Karen Berdunas. So stay with me.
You're listening to the Talking Alternative Network.
Hi, I'm Carol Ward from the Body Mind Wellness Program. Listen to my show for ideas and information to help you live a healthier life in body, mind, and spirit. You'll hear from terrific guests who are experts in the areas of health, wellness, and creativity. So join me every Thursday at 11 a.m. Eastern Standard Time on TalkingAlternative.com. Professionals serving community.
Are you stuck in your business or career? Trying to take your business to the next level and it keeps hitting a wall? This is Sam Leibowitz, the Conscious Consultant. I will help you get to the root cause of your abundance issues and help move you forward in your life. Call me now and let's create the future you dream of. 212-721-8183. That's 212-721-8183. The Conscious Consultant, helping conscious people be better business people.
You're listening to the Talking Alternative Network.
Hi there, and welcome back. Tony Martinetti, Nonprofit Radio. Very happy to have Karen Berdunas with me. She's a human resources consultant working with organizations to develop or change the people aspect of their business. She has over 20 years' experience in HR and best practice knowledge of how to attract, retain, and motivate staff. She's held officer positions at Gulf Insurance, a subsidiary of Travelers, and Bankers Trust, which is now Deutsche Bank. Her philosophy is to bring that large company expertise and those best practices to smaller organizations, including nonprofits. She maintains the Senior Professional in Human Resources designation, so she has those fancy letters, SPHR, after her name. Very pleased to welcome back to the show, Karen Berdunas. How are you, Karen? Welcome.
Hi, Tony. How are you?
All right. I'm well. Good to have you back.
Great to be here.
There's stuff lurking in HR offices, or maybe not even offices, if there isn't an HR director, but in HR closets. that could come out to bite some people.
Yep, and right now is a great time to look at that. The Department of Labor has announced that in New York that they have put a lot of money in hiring compliance officers to come and to look at businesses to see where they're out of compliance and to levy fines. So if you haven't looked at what you're doing, now would be a great time to do that.
Okay. So that's for New York, our New York right. audience, though there's more investigators in the State Department of Labor.
Right.
But irrespective of which state you're in.
It's a good time to do it. At some point, everyone is looking at saving money across the nation. And New York may be leading the way for other states to do this. And I suspect that they are. It's been published for probably a year now that there's money being put into it. I haven't had any clients go through the audit yet, but I have attended Department of Labor seminars that were given free to organizations saying, mm-hmm. we'll help you get in compliance. Let's do it now.
Okay. And even aside from the state, whichever state you're in, there's yes. always the chance of some kind of federal audit. We'll talk a little about like EEOC, yeah. for instance, right? Equal
Absolutely.
Employment Opportunity Council?
Is yes.
Okay. Put myself in jail. EEOC is Equal Employment
Opportunity Commission.
Commission. Okay. I'm out of jail. Thank you. But HR is rife with, you're treading, you haven't even said it yet, but HR, it's like accounting. Very, very jargon, little jargony. So
it's very jargony.
I have the keys for jargon jail, and it's very much top of mind for me. So watch your step. But how come this stuff doesn't get attention that it should from boards, from executive directors, CEOs?
Up until now, I don't know that it's been looked at carefully, especially in nonprofits. In corporate environments, it's taken very seriously. Let me give you an example that's across the nation, and that's I-9s. I-9 is a form that must be completed for employees that tells that they have to prove two things. One is they're eligible to work in this country, and they are who they say they are. And that has to be completed within 36 hours of someone being hired.
Okay, so this is if you're hiring, if you have as an employee someone who's a resident of a different country and they're here
anyone.
On visa or
oh. anyone.
Anyone?
Anyone. If you hire a temp worker that works for a week, they need to fill out an I-9 form.
So they're a U.S. resident?
Doesn't
you still
matter.
Have to do an, you still
you,
have to do an
you
I-9.
You have to prove it. And that form, I recommend, be kept separately from the other paperwork in the HR file. And the reason for that is if you have an I-9 audit, you want to have only show the auditor I-9s.
Okay, well, we're going to talk about what to do if you're actually audited, which mm-hmm. Sounds like your advice is just give them what they're looking for and
just what they're looking for.
Don't volunteer a lot of extra stuff. But how come this doesn't get the attention that it deserves in, you said more in nonprofits you found than on the yeah. than on the corporate side. Why do you think that is?
I don't think up until now nonprofits HR has really been looked at. In general, HR function for smaller nonprofits is handled by finance accounting people
yeah.
who may or may not be mostly not trained in HR. And HR is really viewed as a stepchild. I don't know that all nonprofits, especially smaller ones, have made the connection that your people really are assets and really do contribute to your bottom line. I mean, that's been an ongoing challenge I deal with nonprofits.
The last time you were on, we talked about attracting, hiring, training, retaining,
right.
and then if necessary, letting go employees. Putting aside letting them go, you know, retaining, training, motivating. We
right.
talked about that a lot, but you still don't see that charities are invested in their principal asset, their people?
I think right now all employers are worried about employee engagement. And for nonprofits that are scrambling to keep the funds they have, that's going to be the primary focus. Understandably, you're going to try and meet payroll. So if you have funds, that's going to be your primary source. You're not really going to invest in training while you're just trying to meet payroll. So I think it's where a nonprofit is in terms of financial stability.
Yeah, yeah.
Right
for
now.
Smaller shops, of course.
Yeah.
But you see on the corporate side, bigger investment in people. I mean, HR is not considered like just strictly a cost center there.
No, and I've shared this with individuals. In some places, HR is oftentimes feared because they have a heavy hand. And I don't necessarily agree with that approach, but in some organizations, HR is really an audit function, and we've talked about this a lot. HR walks that fine line between, you know, looking to be in management side or employee side, and it's really an audit function, whereas what's the right thing to do here?
Yeah, and but they are treading that line between,
right,
like, employee advocate and HR officer or office for the charity.
Right.
Okay, we're going to take a break. We're here to talk about your HR audit. Before we get into what to do in an audit, we'll spend some time talking about some of the things that are auditable, that are on Karen Berdunis's radar. And right now we take a break. I hope you'll stay with us.
Talking Alternative Radio, 24 hours a day.
Hi, I'm Dana.
And I'm Don.
We are certified mediators, and I am a family and couples licensed therapist and author of Please Don't Buy Me Ice Cream.
Our show, New Beginnings, is about helping you and your family recover financially and emotionally and start the beginning of your life.
We'll answer your questions on divorce, family court, co-parenting, personal development, new relationships, blending families, and more.
Dana and I will bring you to a place of empowerment and belief that even though marriages may end, families are forever.
Join us every Monday starting September 10th at 10 a.m. on TalkingAlternative.com.
Are you fed up with talking points rhetoric? Every way you turn, it's left or right spin, ideology, no reality. In fact, it's ideology over intellect. No more. It's time for the truth. Join me, Larry Sharp, a.k.a. The Neo-Sage, Tuesday nights, 9 to 11 Eastern, for the Ivory Tower radio program. In the Ivory Tower, we'll discuss what's important to you, society, politics, business, and family. It's provocative talk for the realist and the skeptic who want to know what's really going on, what does it mean, and what can be done about it. So gain special access to the Ivory Tower and listen to me, Larry Sharp, your Neo-Sage, Tuesday nights, 9 to 11, New York time. Go to ivorytowerradio.com for details. That's ivorytowerradio.com. The Ivory Tower is a great place to visit for both entertainment and education. Listen in Tuesday nights, 9 to 11. It will make you smarter.
Money, time, happiness, success. Where's your breakthrough? Join me, Nora Simpson, as I bring you real-world tools for combining financial smarts with spiritual purpose. As a consultant to CEOs, I've helped produce clear, measurable financial results while expanding integrity, passion, and joy. Share my journey as we apply the science of achievement and the art of fulfillment to create breakthroughs for people across the world, the people of Creation Nation. Listen to Nora Simpson's Creation Nation Fridays at 12 noon Eastern on TalkingAlternative.com.
Hey, all you crazy listeners. Looking to boost your business? Why not advertise on Talking Alternative with very reasonable rates? Interested? Simply email at info@talkingalternative.com.
If you have big ideas and an average budget, tune into the way above average Tony Martinetti Nonprofit Radio. I do. I'm Jonah Halper from Next Gen Charity.
We're talking about your HR audit with Karen Berdunis. And by the way, her website is kmberdunis.com. And that's B-R-A-D-U-N-A-S. Let's just spend another couple moments on this I-9. So you have to fill out this immigration form, the I-9, for every employee. It's not only employees on visa or some kind of other status.
Correct.
Okay.
And temp agencies, if you're working with a temp agency to supply intermittent staff, you really should be checking with them to make sure they're doing it, and they're keeping them on file at their location also.
Okay. And you said within 36 hours of employment?
Hi. Right.
And then you just keep that form yourself, or you send it somewhere?
Keep it.
Okay.
And you keep it separate from the rest of the HR file.
Okay.
And the reason for this is if you were to get an audited... Recently, for a client I had, Department of Labor call me and say, okay, we're investigating someone who worked at your organization, and we want to make sure that they didn't get paid too much unemployment. So we'd like you to give us the following pay records. They listed it out. They said we'd also like copies of their signature, like from an application, an I-9, or a W-2, a W-4 form.
Okay.
I didn't give them the I-9. I offered them, I said, you know, the I-9s are separate. It's easier to give an application, a W-4, any of these forms, direct deposit, simply because if there was anything wrong on the I-9, it could then open up an investigation.
Okay, even though they were only there to look at employment payment history.
They could call the person who does the I-9 audits and say, hey, by the way, saw a problem with an I-9, why don't you come over?
Okay.
If you think about nationally, we're looking to gain revenue to pay for nationalized health care and states are having difficulty financially, and you think from that standpoint and you understand why you'd want to just give somebody what they're asking for.
Mm-hmm. Okay. I think that's sound advice for any kind of audit. Just
exactly.
Give them exactly what they're asking for, but don't be volunteering extra. Okay.
And not-for-profits in general, I found when an auditor asks for something, and I'm talking all the way up to a CFO director level, if they're a little bit inexperienced in this, in corporate, we're trained to do this much, much more rigorously.
Yeah.
But if an auditor says, I want to audit the file, why don't you tell me what you're looking for so I can make it easier for you when you come, so I'll have all this ready for you.
Right.
They're happy to hear that. You're thrilled you're not giving them the whole file. It makes a little bit more work for you up front, but it saves in potential fees.
Right. Okay. In case they do find something.
Right.
So you often see trouble with benefit plans.
I do.
Employee benefit plans. Let's talk first. What is a qualified plan versus unqualified plan?
A non-qualified plan can be discriminatory, and let me give you an example of one. They used to call them top hat plans.
Okay.
Your CEO may have a 457 plan, it's called. That's a plan that's just for them, that the board approves and is written by an attorney, that gives them X amount of dollars that the agency pays to help for their retirement. A qualified plan, an example.
So that's an unqualified plan.
Non-qualified.
What is it that we're qualifying for? Qualified and unqualified. What is it qualifying for? What?
Qualifies for tax benefits.
Okay.
A qualified plan, like a 401k plan, you as an employee can have pre-tax monies taken out. So it qualifies you in that you're not paying tax on some of your salary.
Okay.
And it gets put aside for you in an investment vehicle that you aren't paying taxes on those earnings until you take them out upon retirement.
Okay.
Now, it also means it has to cover a certain number of employees, the plan, and it has to be non-discriminatory in design, meaning the highly comped, and that's a very finite definition by the IRS, for instance, top 5% owners.
Okay.
Certain amount of income, family members of those highly comped employees are considered highly comped. The plan cannot benefit those people more than non-highly comped.
Okay, that's what you mean by non-discriminatory.
Yep.
Okay, so if it does these things, and then it's a qualified plan.
Correct.
Okay, and qualified plans are common, right? But just what are the simplest, the most common
401k
plans? 401ks, qualified.
There's
plan.
Money purchase plans are another one. Defined benefit plans, which you see less of now. And a defined benefit plan is the old pension plan where an organization would put money aside for you based on years of service, your compensation, and your age.
Okay.
And a defined benefit plan, the agency would bear the risk of the investments because they're guaranteeing you a certain amount of money when you retire. You don't see many of those anymore because, one, people don't stay at firms that long, and, two, they're very costly for an employer to maintain.
All right. Now, I know listeners are on the edge of their seats waiting for me to call you out on jargon jail for a money purchase plan. Even though you said you don't see them too much, you said it, so now you have to define what's a money purchase plan.
A money purchase plan is a plan in which an employer puts aside a certain percentage of your pay in a plan that you choose the investments for, and it can be vested over time.
Okay. Okay. A 403B plan, which a lot of people have who work in charities, that's a qualified plan, right?
Some are, some aren't. I had a client who had a 403B that wasn't qualified, but it was an ERISA plan, and they're two separate things.
An ERISA plan. Okay, that's okay. We're going to get to... Now, the 403B is like a TIAA CREF is right. A very common 403B. I think a lot of people have TIAA CREF accounts,
right.
But they don't know it's a 403B. It's just a federal tax code designation.
Right.
403B, right.
The 401K, 403B are all definitions of plans in the tax code. So those numbers really do have meaning. If you go to the tax code, you can have a definition of the plan there.
Okay. And for listeners who want to do that, please then I'll expect an 8-page dissertation on the comparison and contrast between 403B and 401K. And don't just say it's the numbers and the letter in the parentheses after the number. That's not sufficient.
403Bs couldn't be used by corporates. It wasn't until recently. I'd say last 10 years that 401Ks could be used by nonprofits. Previously, they weren't used by nonprofits.
Okay. I see. Let's talk about some of the problems that you see in these plans, either qualified or unqualified, because this is your HR audit.
Okay.
So in the qualified plans, which is, let's start with those, because those are the ones that are the most common and serve the most people. What are you seeing?
All right. I'd recommend, one, if you have any plans, follow the qualified rules, because then you're covered. If you take the most stringent rules and apply them across the board, you're safe.
Okay.
Because legislation changes. And so if you're always taking the most stringent rules, you're set.
So here's
something.
Some things you see.
Summary plan descriptions. There's two parts to plans. One is a plan document, which is written in legalese.
Okay.
And then a summary plan description, which is written in layman's terms. The plan document has to be made available if anyone asks for it. You must give them a copy of it. You can charge them up to, I think, 25 cents a page for it, but you must give them a copy.
Anyone being an employee?
Correct.
For the plan
document.
Plan document, it's called. Okay.
Mm-hmm. That's a legalese document. Make sure you have one. Make sure that it's up to date and you're following what's in the document. The summary plan description must be in layman's terms, but make sure it matches what the plan document is.
Oh, gee. One plan, they should both say the same thing. One does it in legal terms, the other does it in lay terms.
Right.
Okay.
And that summary plan description, SPD, should be given to participants every year. If you make a plan change, it's a good idea. You have, for some changes, between 90 and 120 days to do it. Try to do it within 3 months, the 90-day.
Do what?
Send out a new summary plan description.
To every employee or everyone who's in that plan?
Every employee.
Every employee.
Every employee that's eligible.
Eligible.
Yeah.
They may be eligible, but they didn't take it.
Correct.
Doesn't matter. It's everybody who's eligible.
Yep.
And then, of course, if you made that change, you'd have to change your plan document also.
Yeah. You start with the plan document change, and then you change the summary plan description.
Okay. And so you clearly need an attorney to do the plan document. Do you need an attorney to?
No. Sometimes when you negotiate a plan, you're working with investments, TIAA CREF, Fidelity. They oftentimes have a compliance unit, can guide you on what needs to get done. A lot of times things need board resolution to amend the plan, and that's all that's needed to submit to the company who's preparing the document.
Okay.
Don't try to do this on your own as an agency. Don't. Get someone who really knows about plan documents and summary plan descriptions to do it. Because if something were to go wrong, the documents they're bringing to court are those documents. You really want it done by a professional.
And how can something go wrong? I mean, how is compliance overseen? Is this a federal agency now that would do it, or a state agency?
For ERISA, I'm Department of Labor is managing those ERISA claims. But let's talk about this. I'm in, let's say, a 401k plan, and I get paid every 2 weeks. I have money taken out of my paycheck every 2 weeks.
Wait, now can we use this as a 403b example?
Absolutely.
That's a more common plan in charities. 403b.
Okay.
Paid every 2 weeks.
I get paid every 2 weeks. I have money coming out of my paycheck. The company isn't wiring it to the investments timely. They're wiring it only once a month. That's a violation.
Because there might not be enough money to cover.
No, it may be ease for them. They want to do one wire a month.
And just the employer is not supposed to be holding the money.
Correct.
If it's taken out every 2 weeks, it's supposed to be wired
to the company every two weeks.
Okay.
And understand this. If I'm invested in stock funds, in 2 weeks, the stock price can vary greatly. So I want to buy in regularly so I get the advantage of dollar cost averaging.
Okay. Well, all right. We're getting a little technical. But the point is the money is supposed to go. It's not supposed to be held by the
company.
Charity office.
Right.
By the nonprofit. It's supposed to, when it's received from the employee, it's supposed to go to the plan administrator, the company.
The investment vehicle, TIAA-CREF. You're supposed to be wiring that money to TIAA-CREF because that should be invested with the same frequency and timely as it's taken from an employee.
Gotcha. Okay. And of course, just again to remind listeners that the TIAA-CREF is the 403B that we're using as the example.
Correct.
Okay. How about one more thing that you see in benefits plans, and then we'll talk about what to do if you're audited.
All right. Let's talk about health and welfare plans. You've got a medical plan, a dental plan. And we'll go back. These are also ERISA plans.
Okay. We just have time for one thing that you see in the health and welfare plans.
New reg, you must hand out summary plan descriptions of these plans and also have a plan document on file. I've not seen that in corporate or not-for-profit previously.
Okay.
Done with any regularity.
And a health and welfare plan? Is that
right.
What it's called?
It's like a medical plan. You like your medical plan.
Okay. Okay. Let's talk a little about what to do if you are audited. Mm-hmm. Do you get advance notice, or can they say we're coming tomorrow, which is not much advance notice?
I have not seen any. I know for OSHA audits they sometimes just drop in, but I've generally gotten advance notices.
Okay, what's the first thing you do? It may be a state agency or a federal agency, right?
Yeah, I've mostly seen state agencies.
Okay,
Department of Labor. Let's use as an example. They're pretty regular with this. I try to get exactly what they're looking for. You want to define the scope of the audit.
Okay.
You want to understand what they're trying to get. It's not, you know, it's not an adversarial role. You may need to clean up some things. But
although you're scared as hell now.
You're terrified.
You're saying it's not adversarial, but you're terrified.
Right. But that doesn't mean that, one, it's not fixable, and two, you'd rather get some guidance with someone who can give you advice.
Okay.
I had recently an audit.
Although that advice may come with a fine or a penalty.
It may, right. But I think that if you're showing due diligence, it's better for you.
So you want to define the scope of the audit, meaning you may want to call the auditors that send this formal looking letter and,
right. And say,
have a conversation?
You know, exactly what are you looking for so that we can have it ready for you. I believe if someone's looking at HR files, recently I had someone from the state. And this was for a specific program. They were doing an audit. They said, send us the files. I said, I don't send files.
Mm.
HR protects employees' information. And I know many agencies listening may not have an HR person, but
right.
If I'm working for you, I don't necessarily want everybody knowing all the things about me in my file.
So if they say send the file and you say no, we don't send files, what do you have to come on?
Yep.
Either we'll bring the files to you or you come to us or what?
I don't bring the files. I have them come.
Bring them. Yeah.
And I actually have them do it in my space where I'm sitting with them. I don't even leave them. They can't Xerox from there. You know, if they need copies, I want to talk about that. And
you want to talk about the protection of those copies?
Right.
Okay.
And another piece, which we haven't touched on a lot, is if you have anything in an employee's file about medical conditions, I'm out sick today, I'm going to have surgery on Thursday, get that out of the employee file. That has to be in a separate folder for HIPAA. Separate it out. And you don't want the auditor seeing that.
Okay. Even something as simple as out for a day.
Yeah, I separate everything.
It doesn't have to be a mental condition or something, some deep, serious illness, just a sick day. That belongs elsewhere.
I separate them all out because it's easier if you say anything to do with health is separate.
Yeah.
It makes it easier.
Okay. So we have a little more time left. What else do we do? Now the auditors are on site. They've complied with you. They said send, but you refused. They're on site. We have just a minute left. What's some advice for that day of the audit?
Well, I went through one recently and I said, you know, what do you see in the files? Do you like the way I've set them up? What can you recommend? And make it very interactive. Because, one, you'll get information of what other people are doing. You'll get a sense of best practices if you don't know already. So it doesn't have to be adversarial. It really can be, you know, what do we need to do to make it better?
All right. Optimistic.
Yes.
Great closing note for the terrifying audit. Karen Berdunas is a human resources consultant with over 20 years' experience. You'll find her site at kmberdunas.com. Karen, thanks very much for being a guest.
Thank you.
Pleasure. Right now, we take a break. When we return, it's Tony's Take Two, and then Scott Kegler on your social media audit. So stay with me.
Talking Alternative Radio, 24 hours a day.
Hi, this is Nancy Tatro from Speak Spin Radio. Speak Spin Radio is an exploration of the world of communication, how it happens and how to make it better, because the quality of your communication has a direct impact on the quality of your life. Tune in Mondays at 2 p.m. on TalkingAlternative.com, where I'll be interviewing experts from business, academia, the arts, and new thought. Join me Mondays at 2 p.m. and get all your communications questions answered on Speak Spin Radio.
Hi, I'm Carol Ward from the Body Mind Wellness Program. Listen to my show for ideas and information to help you live a healthier life in body, mind, and spirit. You'll hear from terrific guests who are experts in the areas of health, wellness, and creativity. So join me every Thursday at 11 a.m. Eastern Standard Time on TalkingAlternative.com. Professionals serving community.
Money, time, happiness, success. Where's your breakthrough? Join me, Nora Simpson, as I bring you real-world tools for combining financial smarts with spiritual purpose. As a consultant to CEOs, I've helped produce clear, measurable financial results while expanding integrity, passion, and joy. Share my journey as we apply the science of achievement and the art of fulfillment to create breakthroughs for people across the world, the people of Creation Nation. Listen to Nora Simpson's Creation Nation Fridays at 12 noon Eastern on TalkingAlternative.com.
Hey, all you crazy listeners. Looking to boost your business? Why not advertise on Talking Alternative with very reasonable rates? Interested? Simply email at info@talkingalternative.com. Talking Alternative.
Welcome back. Time for Tony's Take Two at roughly 32 minutes into the hour. My blog from June, one of the weeks in June, was if you're going to give to others, you got to take time off. And I just think it's a little timely to remind you that if you haven't taken your time off for the summer yet, you really should. You're in a nonprofit that gives to others, whatever that giving mission is, you are a giving person. And to do that efficiently, and also really probably more important, or at least equally as important as efficiently, is to get as much joy out of your giving as you can. I believe you need to take time for yourself. And I had suggested that in June. It's now early August. Please take time for yourself and do it without a cell phone and without email. Take care of yourself so that you can get the greatest pleasure out of taking care of others. And that is on my blog at TonyMartinetti.com. That's Tony's Take Two for Friday, August 3rd, 2012. With me now is Scott Kegler. He is, we know who he is. He's the editor of Nonprofit Technology News. Of course, he's our regular tech contributor, the longest running contributor on this show with me from nearly the very, very beginning, very close to the very beginning. How are you, Scott?
I'm good, but I, you know, does that mean that I'm getting old, or what is
no,
that?
It's only been 2 years. No, it's only been 2 years. You're a youngster.
Yes,
I almost said you're a hamster. I don't know why. But you're not a hamster. You're a youngster.
There are days when I'm on that wheel, you know.
No, that's right. And you're not even a gopher. No way. You're our tech contributor. And a couple of weeks ago on the 100th show, you just talked briefly about what we're going to flush out today, which is some analytics. So why don't you remind people what we're talking about?
Right. One of the questions I always had about social media is, you know, aside from doing it by yourself as a kind of a leisure time activity or in order to keep up with your friends, as a corporate or an organizational function, is there any return on investment? Is there a reason to actually spend time and money in doing this stuff? And for a long time, I was pretty much negative on social media, believing that, yeah, it's a fun thing and it might get your name out there, but, you know, you really don't want to spend much time. You don't want to actually devote a person to it to do that kind of work. And over the last, I guess it's really matured over the last year, but more recently, mm-hmm. there have become many applications and systems that that are actually helping to prove that there may be or not, I mean, depending on your situation, a return on investment for any efforts put into social media. So that's a long way of saying, yeah, we may be actually able to find out how much we're spending, if we're spending the right amount, and where we might actually spend more time and or effort.
Okay, so we can audit our social media investment and determine whether it's paying off.
Exactly, right.
Okay, and you're right. I mean, you meant time and money. In small shops, there isn't a lot of either one of those, and so every hour that someone spends maintaining the Twitter feed or the Facebook page or getting videos up on YouTube or blogging, you know, obviously is an hour that could have been spent doing something else. And
right.
We need to, so now we can sort of do a cost benefit and figure out what the return is and whether this time and money are well invested. One of them is Hootsuite, right?
Right. Hootsuite.
Yeah,
is,
I always thought that was just a desktop for like operating a bunch of social media platforms, but not so.
Well, it is kind of. And when we talk about audits, all of these applications that I'll talk about give you some kind of ability to review the results that you're getting from your efforts.
Okay.
But at the same time, they also enable you to actually perform different tasks so that it's kind of self-fulfilling. You do the stuff through these applications, and then you check the results, and some of them actually allow you to determine what you should be doing rather than just do it and find out if it worked.
Okay, well, let's talk a little about Hootsuite. What can you expect from that in terms of this determining your return on investment?
First of all, one of the things that's been an issue for organizations, because remember, social media started out as an individual activity, is how do you set up an account and then not do it all by yourself? And so with Hootsuite, for instance, and with others, there's the ability to create teams. So you have, you know, one or two or 20 people actually working on the same Twitter, Facebook, whatever accounts at the same time. So you don't actually have to monitor the site all the time and then interact with every response. So that's probably the first thing that it allows you to do.
Okay.
Beyond that, in terms of finding out what you did, you can actually go to what they call their analytics platform, and you can create reports. So, and these reports get pretty sophisticated. They can tell you who did what, how many responses did you get from which social media area. In other words, is Twitter performing better than Facebook, or is Google Plus doing better for you, or maybe Foursquare if you're in the business of, you know, being different places, or if you're a location that wants people to visit you. And the reports can get very sophisticated. I'm looking at one here that allows you to pull in Google Analytics. And, of course, Google Analytics is a reporting function by itself. But you can combine all these pieces together and find out how you're doing.
Okay. By the way, Hootsuite is HOOTSUITE.com, right?
Exactly.
Okay.
Yes, exactly.
Like Hootsuit, but with a
Hootsuit.
With
an E
at the end, .com.
Exactly.
So what kinds of numbers can you see in determining these results? Like, what are you looking at there?
Let me get back to it here. I just kind of went away from it. But, that's terrible. Profile summary, for instance, who did what? What media are you connected to? In other words, I'm looking at mine here, and I've got a Twitter account. I've got a Facebook account. In this one here, I do not have a Foursquare or a Google Plus, but
okay.
Those are things you can add to it. You can see how many retweets you've got. In other words, on a daily basis, I got, you know, 12 retweets or 2,000 retweets. And that really is a kind of a quick indicator of, are the messages that I'm sending out popular? Are they Are they gaining traction? Do people like them and want to tell their friends that I said whatever I said?
Right, because that's so what a retweet is, right? They found it so interesting, exactly. They want the people following them to see it.
Right, and that's a good indicator that if you get a lot of retweets, then you're doing a good job.
Okay.
At least you're reaching more people.
What else is on that Hootsuite report?
Mentions by influencers. In other words, we'll talk about influencers here in a bit.
Okay.
But essentially, influencers are people that are read or recognized by other people, and they mention your name. So it's like, for instance, it's like Tony Martinetti, who is a tremendous influencer.
Oh, Scotty. All right, another 100 shows for you. Okay. And then you're cut off.
Right, okay.
All right. What a
so
great
that,
example.
No, that makes sense. And there's influencers in every area. So in nonprofit, obviously, that would be one. But in social media, we're talking about, I don't know who, but other people that would mention you that have a great following, and so people pay attention to them.
And Hootsuite tells you who the influencers are in the in the keywords that you're following? Is that how it works?
It tells you if they have mentioned you.
Right, but it tells you who the influencers are?
It will not say, hey, this is an influencer, you got to go talk to him. But it does look at, if Tony Martinetti tweeted about Scott Kegler, and Tony Martinetti is an influencer, then Tony would show up on this list.
Okay.
Okay. But it won't necessarily tell me that Tony is an influencer and that I ought to talk to him.
Okay, aside from having mentioned you.
Right.
Which I hope I do often. I'm probably not an influencer. I'm chronically underconnected. So, nice guy, but ain't got no connections.
Another metric here is keywords. So, if you have keywords, what are your keywords? What are they? And are they gaining traction? And this gives you a kind of a time-oriented graphic about, what came up and how. The one I'm looking at here is Justin Bieber, which is probably not one that I would particularly
look at. Oh, my gosh. All right, let's throw that out. So what? But how does it define keywords? They're words that you use often?
You have to add the keywords.
Oh, you add. You tell them what keywords you want to be you want Hootsuite to monitor.
Right.
Okay.
Right.
Okay.
Now, that's just Twitter. So we can also look at the same things on Facebook and Google Analytics. There are different things. For instance, in Facebook, there's regions, so you can say geographically, if what you're doing is you need to keep track of by particular area, by language, by number of daily posts. Daily posts, obviously, are pretty much like tweets. So, did it catch on? Was it liked by a bunch of people and those kind of things?
Okay, so in Facebook, the like, I guess, is comparable to the retweet in Twitter?
Exactly,
and it's a measure of somebody liking your content. And Hootsuite will measure that. It'll tell you what content was liked more often than the rest.
Yes, exactly.
Okay.
And what that does is it allows you to not only know if you're doing well, but in what areas are more popular. So if you're tweeting or posting on a variety of topics, you can say, topic A is 50% more popular and gets recognized and retweeted and liked much more frequently than topic B. Well, you want to talk more about topic A than topic B. And so that allows you to kind of hone your message and concentrate on what people like, which
yes.
you kind of want to do.
Excellent. You can figure out, yes, right. You could test different content, right?
Right. Exactly.
Yes.
Exactly.
Okay. So now I see. All right. Now we get to the true audit. You can do like A/B tests, or one versus the other, and then refine your test even further. Things like that. Excellent. Excellent. Go ahead.
About pricing. Hootsuite is free, but it's one of those freemium kind of things. Free versus premium.
Yeah.
And so you can get in there and you can use it for no cost at all. But if you actually want to add additional folks to your group, other people making tweets or actually monitoring the activity, then you do need to upgrade to what they call the enterprise version, and that costs.
Okay, but if it's one user, they can also get the analytics in the free version?
Yes, they get some analytics. You can't, for instance, get Google Analytics incorporated in that without paying something.
Okay. But everything we've talked about, you and I have talked about, that's all included in the free.
That's free, right.
If you just have one user.
Right. But okay. The shock is this. It's Hootsuite is $1,500 a month for the enterprise version. So
whoa, $1,500 per month?
Per month, yes.
Now bastards.
Antithesis of...
That's crazy. Oh, my gosh. Yeah. All right. Well, that's a significant... Yeah, investment. Oh my gosh! All right, not probably outside the reach of most of our listeners, but the free version is great. Just one, if it's just one user.
Right. No. Right.
Go ahead. One more point you want to make before a break?
No, because next we're going to talk about a couple others.
Yeah. Okay. I was going to say we have to take a break in about a minute, a little less than a minute. So why don't you just introduce us to one briefly, and then we'll come back.
Since we talked about price, let's just talk about price for a second. MarketMeSuite, SUITE.com, is another freemium kind of a application, and it has some other neat features we'll talk about. And the third one is Radian 6, which is, I would say, you know, the premier analytics and application for monitoring and affecting and discovering social media.
Okay.
And while it can get really expensive, you can get into it for $600 a month, which is a relative bargain.
Okay. We got to take a break. And when we come back, we'll talk more about MarketMeSuite and a little bit about Radian 6. Stay with me and Scott.
You're listening to the Talking Alternative Network.
Have you ever considered consulting a roadmap when you feel you need help getting to your destination? When the normal path seems blocked, a little help can come in handy when choosing an alternate route. Your natal chart is a map of your potentials. It addresses relationships, finance, business, health, and above all, creativity. Current planetary cycles can either support or challenge your objectives. I'm Montgomery Taylor. If you would like to explore the help of a private astrological reading, please contact me at Monty@MontyTaylor.com. That's Monty, M-O-N-T-Y, at MontyTaylor.com.
Are you suffering from aches and pains? Has traditional medicine let you down? Are you tired of taking toxic medications? Then come to the Double Diamond Wellness Center and learn how our natural methods can help you to heal. Call us now at 212-721-8183. That's 212-721-8183. Or find us on the web at www.doublediamondwellness.com. We look forward to serving you.
How's your game? Want to improve your performance, focus, and motivation? Then you need Aspire Athletic Consulting. Stop second-guessing yourself. Move your game to the next level. Bring back the fun of the sport. Help your child build confidence and self-esteem through sports. Contact Dale at Aspire Athletic Consulting for a free 15-minute power session to get unstuck today. Your greatest athletic performance is just a phone call away at 801-604-0294 or visit aspireconsulting.vpweb. Motivational coaching for athletic excellence. Aspire to greatness.
TalkingAlternative.com.
Welcome back, and I'm with Scott Kegler, our regular tech contributor and the editor of Nonprofit Technology News, which you will find at nptechnews.com. Let's talk a little about MarketMeSuite, Scott. What does that offer?
MarketMeSuite is a little bit similar to Hootsuite. We talked about price. I'm just going to kind of mention that and get it out of the way.
Okay.
It's free, and they have actually 1, 2, 3, 4 levels of paid participation, and it goes from $9 a month to $99 a month. Again, significantly less than Hootsuite.
No kidding. Yeah.
Yeah, and it actually it allows you to say all of those include team members and analytics, different numbers of social profiles. So, really, for $10 a month, you can add team members, and actually for free, you can have team members and add multiple profiles, which is pretty good, actually. I'm a fan of Market Me Suite,
yeah,
as well as others.
Okay. Have you
so,
seen
but
the...
what you get, here's something that is different about Market Me Suite. Although it handles different networks like Twitter, Facebook, LinkedIn, those mm-hmm. kind of things. One thing you can do that's really helpful is to find out who you should be talking to and create leads from them. So, for instance, I could go into the leads section and I could say, okay, in Twitter, look for anybody who mentioned the word nonprofit. And it will scan my Twitter feeds for the last, I don't know, a day or so. And it will actually come back immediately with the tweets that mentioned nonprofit.
Okay.
I can read those tweets, look at the people, and then add those to what I call the lead box. And then I can make contact. I can message them or direct message if I can add them to my Twitter list. And I can do the same thing with Facebook. So beyond analytics and kind of, you know, what happened to what I did, it allows you to say, who should I talk to, which is really, really important.
So when you're scanning these words that you query for, it's looking not only at your current followers, but it's or people you're following. It's looking at the whole Twitter universe or what? I'm a little confused.
Yes, the whole Twitter universe.
Oh, okay. So, right. So then it helps you find new people that you should be following or you might decide to follow.
Right. So right now, I have a search set up for a newsletter. So I just clicked that. And right now I've got, maybe 50 or so tweets that were done within the last day.
Right. This is just the past day. Right.
Right. And I can say, I can look at one and say, do you know I offer coaching support to help you reach your goals? Okay. So some of these are, you know, not really things that I would want to go. But I could say, for instance, this guy just said, just signed up for the newsletter. I unsubscribed from the daily newsletter. How do I figure out how to resubscribe? So let's just say I wanted to. I could click on that. I could add it to my leads, and I could tweet out to that person.
Okay. Okay.
So it's really effective in kind of understanding where and whom you should be talking with.
All right. Anything? I'm sorry. Anything else that you like in Market Me Suite? Maybe some of the reports or anything?
Yeah, there's some reports in here, but what I really like is the ability to be proactive. So there's you can do automatic follow-backs. You can do delayed postings. So you know, not everybody's online all the time. So you might want to be able to say, post this message at 3 o'clock this afternoon.
Right. Okay. And Market Me Suite does have the analytics, some analytics for doing your auditing in the free version?
In the free version.
Okay.
You can set up goals. You can set up team reports, you know, who did what and how effective were they. And you can talk about, you know, how is the account doing overall. So, yes.
Okay.
Very, very good analytics.
Okay. We have just a little over a minute and a half left. You wanted to talk a little about Radian 6, right? R-A-D-I-A-N and the number 6?
Radian 6 takes what I talked about in Market Me Suite in terms of finding out who you should talk to and about what, and it kind of blows it out, and it's extremely powerful. The system monitors about 100,000 different blogs, social media, and also just websites where comments are made. So not only are you looking at social media, you're also looking at comments that are posted on, say, EC... on NPTech.news.
Yes.
Okay. NPTech.
NPTechnews.com, you mean?
There you go. Thank
okay.
you. I get so confused.
Scott's own site. Okay, that's right. I'm here to help, Scott. I can do some editing for you, too, if you need that later on this week. Okay.
So if Tony commented on an article there and the keyword that I'm interested in showed up in Tony's comment, Radian 6 will find that and tell me about it. So you didn't have to actually participate in Facebook, you just participated in my website or a website.
Yes.
And I know about it, and then I can contact you.
Very deep. Okay.
Yeah. very deep.
Okay, and just a couple seconds on Radiant 6. It costs, right? Or it has a free version?
Yes, it's $600 a month for the basic level, and it goes up there. But I would say that if anyone really wants to dig into who to contact, what to say, how to do it, and how did you do, that's the serious end of things.
We have to leave it there. Scott Kegler, our regular tech contributor. You'll find nonprofit technology news at nptechnews.com. Scott, thanks very much.
Thanks, Tony. Take care.
My thanks also, of course, to Karen Berdunas for being in the studio today. Next week, working with your small organization board from Fundraising Day 2012, what's special about working with small shop boards? And Maria Semple, the prospect finder and the show's regular prospect research contributor, will be on with smart and no-cost or low-cost advice for your prospect research. I'm not sure exactly what she's going to talk about, but it doesn't matter because she's always smart and she always has no-cost or low-cost advice for your prospect research. So what difference does it make what the topic is? Be there next week. Listen to her. You know we're all over social media. You're going to smack your head. Spacca la testa. You're going to smack your head into Tony Martinetti Nonprofit Radio with each click through your nonprofit, through your social media networks. Facebook. I'm on Foursquare. You know, we have a LinkedIn group. Join the LinkedIn group. Comment. Tell me what you think of the show. I'm listening on LinkedIn. There's always, of course, my blog. And you can always find us on iTunes through nonprofitradio.net. On Twitter, follow me. Use the show's hashtag, nonprofitradio. Use that with impunity. Our creative producer is Claire Meyerhoff. Sam Leibowitz is our line producer and the owner of Talking Alternative Broadcasting. The show's social media is by Regina Walton of Organic Social Media. And the remote producer of Tony Martinetti Nonprofit Radio is John Federico of The New Rules. I hope you'll be with me next Friday. That would be August 10th, 1 to 2 p.m. Eastern at talkingalternative.com.
You're listening to the Talking Alternative Network.
Hi, this is Nancy Tatro from Speak Spin Radio. Speak Spin Radio is an exploration of the world of communication, how it happens and how to make it better, because the quality of your communication has a direct impact on the quality of your life. Tune in Mondays at 2 p.m. on TalkingAlternative.com, where I'll be interviewing experts from business, academia, the arts, and new thought. Join me Mondays at 2 p.m. and get all your communications questions answered on Speak Spin Radio.
Are you stuck in your business or career? Trying to take your business to the next level and it keeps hitting a wall? This is Sam Leibowitz, the Conscious Consultant. I will help you get to the root cause of your abundance issues and help move you forward in your life. Call me now and let's create the future you dream of. 212-721-8183. That's 212-721-8183. The Conscious Consultant, helping conscious people be better business people.
You're listening to the Talking Alternative Network at www.talkingalternative.com. Now, broadcasting 24 hours a day. Talking Alternative.
This is Tony Martinetti, the aptly named host of Tony Martinetti Nonprofit Radio. Big nonprofit ideas for the other 95%. Technology, fundraising, compliance, social media. Small and medium nonprofits have needs in all these areas. My guests are expert in all these areas and more. Tony Martinetti Nonprofit Radio, Fridays, 1 to 2 Eastern on Talking Alternative Broadcasting.
Are you concerned about the future of your business or career? Would you like it all to just be better? Well, the way to do that is through better communication. And the best way to do that is training from the team at Improving Communications. This is Larry Sharp, host of the Ivory Tower Radio Program and director at Improving Communications. Does your office need better leadership, customer service, sales, or maybe better writing or speaking skills? Could they be better at dealing with confrontation, conflicts, and touchy subjects? All are covered here at Improving Communications. If you're in the New York City area, stop by one of our public classes or get your human resources in touch with us. The website is improvingcommunications.com. That's improvingcommunications.com. Improve your professional environment. Be more effective. Be happier and make more money. Improving Communications. That's the answer.
TalkingAlternative.com.